early reflections on your package, the summary, into designing scaffolds for the orientation and evolution of human awareness and leveraging AI toward its support and its deployment at scale. What caught my attention is something simple but fundamental in the midst of all of it, the framing of the entire operation into base, path and fruit. Now, it's not like this is a novel innovation, something very crafty and brilliant as such. However, it is very basic and it's well distilled. The same basic lay of the land you find, for example, in the framings of sources as ancient as the Vedas and in countless other systems into your contextual relations, the naturally emergent dynamism and actionables, and their outcome, the culmination, what it all adds up to from the base to the fruit through a self-emergent path. And the expression in terms as simple as base, path and fruit, that's the sort of standard that we are hoping for. We may have 1,000 more complicated expressions with more nuance, but we need to have this primary baseline boil to its simplest possible form. Into each of these three phases, we evidently require more vectors of orientation, not really prescription, rather perspective, allowing the individual in their context to see what the context is made of, what the conditions are, and then respond to that rather than being told what should be, to be shown what is. At the base, for example, looking at the construct, the structure that holds you in itself, your assets and the emergent potentials, the synergies and the conflicts, present or emergent, insight into all of that. And on the path, for example, the adaptive and catalytic or reactive perspectives, you will face obstacles. Whether the obstacles stem from, what are the basis of those obstacles, and how do you adapt, how do you reconcile and integrate them into your pool of assets. And finally, into the fruit and the role of a particular fruit in the broader network of meanings and significance in your life. How does it integrate? How does it all connect together? And this fruit and its seeds become a new base for what exactly? These sorts of evaluations are crucial for a well-rounded scaffolding toward the evolution of consciousness. And beyond that, there's undoubtedly a significant volume more of primary patterns, the atomism and compounding of consciousness and existence as a whole, the basic workings of all things that are so obvious as to be oblivious to most people. They all need to be accounted for, and more so, they need to be, first of all, deployed here and here, because we ourselves, we are still the curators, the auditors of whatever that the AI may bring forth. The AI will not know if it's actually aligned. It does not have the sort of stratification of consciousness that a human being, an organic instance of cognition, has. We need to ourselves live rather than simply implement a hypothetical model, and all for the best, no doubt. And through that embodiment of the primary patterns, the ontology, stratification, dynamics of cognition and consciousness itself, we have an infinity of doors we may open in different directions, because all of this, the basic building blocks, they are at the roots of untold numbers of conscious cultivation. If you want to go toward Buddhism, to Hinduism, Vedanta, to Sufism, to whatever alchemical or mystical systems, they are all at the palm of your hand when you read them on a sufficiently abstract, uncluttered level. So framing these scaffolds for different target audiences, it becomes trivial at the end of the day when we are able to perceive through the veil and connect the dots, bring together the threads and the loom that holds all of these systems together. An umbrella rather than a niche model, that would be the gold standard. And with that, I'm here at your disposal with whatever that I can bring to the table. But please do not ask me for a certificate to prove something. Instead, simply engage and observe and contemplate what is brought forward. Does it compile in my consciousness? Is it subject to direct witnessing and experience? And does it objectively, actually improve the quality of your living experience beyond the concern that change resistance is always a factor and something we need to account for? But at the baseline, evaluate unto yourselves, not in terms of any reference to authority. We are all friends, peers, partners, collaborators, and what reigns sovereign is inside itself, unto itself, as it is actuality. Any individual is subject to the dominion of reality. So, on that note, into the future, see what comes.